We had a meal, so that's what I brought.
See, Neil made this lovely meal last night. Roast vegetables and couscous. And I thought, oh, well, that'll make a nice lunch, that will.
Good for you.
Do you want to try some?
No, thanks.
What's wrong?
Nothing's wrong.
No, something's wrong. What is it?
Nothing is wrong with me. But you have been funny with me all morning.
No, I haven't.
You have. You've been critical of everything I'm doing.
Not everything I haven't.
Enough to do me head in.
Well, I'm sorry, Tracy. I've been here a long time and I know what I'm doing.
So do I.
But you're still learning, aren't you? And that's not me being funny. That's me being honest.
Well, Ellen seems very happy with my work. She actually told me I have an affinity with cheese.
She said what?
She said, I have an affinity with cheese.
When?
When she offered me more hours.
When did she offer you more hours?
Last week.
You never said.
Well, I'm saying now.
Huh. She's not offered me more hours.
Because you've got plenty already, plus you work at the shop. You've basically got 2 full-time jobs. Anyway, I ain't said yes or no yet.
You do exaggerate, Tracy.
So do you. So does Dad. Maybe it's a family trait.
Have you spoken to him?
To Dad?
Yeah.
No.
Well, you haven't spoken to him once since he went to Clive.
He only went on Sunday morning.
That's 2 whole days.
Well, have you spoken to him?
No, I haven't. I called him, but he didn't answer.
Well, hopefully that means he's happy.
I just keep thinking of all the things that could go wrong.
Well, he can always call us.
I mean, what if Clive goes away and leaves Dad on his own?
I don't think he will.
Or takes him down the pub and gets him legless.
Well, Dad would love that.
But then Dad could have a fall and crack his head open.
Susan!
Well, he could, couldn't he?
How do you think this is helping? How exactly is this helping?
I'm just voicing my concerns.
Hi.
Oh, Adam. What are you doing here?
Well, I came to talk to Alice.
Well, me and Alice are actually in the middle of a really important conversation, so you're not welcome right now.
Okay.
Well, sorry, Alice, but he's not, is he?
Okay, look, I realise I'm not your favourite person right now. And I'm sorry I've come to find you at work, Alice, but you won't answer my calls, you won't reply to my messages.
Can you blame her?
I can speak for myself.
Yes, but you're not saying anything.
Because I can't get a word in edgeways.
I am on your side, you know.
I know you are.
It's not a question of size.
I think it is, actually.
We have to talk about this like adults. We're not kids anymore.
Adam, you didn't talk to me about anything. Anything.
I absolutely did.
You said nothing about the land. All we talked about was Dad's well-being.
And the future of the farm.
With a focus on Dad's well-being.
This is all about Brian.
Yeah, right.
It is.
How can you say that after Friday's meeting?
Will you just listen to me for
you
a second?
You basically tricked me.
I did not trick you.
How could you be so selfish?
Yeah, so, what's that word? Duplicitous.
Good word.
I wasn't being duplicitous.
I depend on the Home Farm Partnership to make ends meet, Adam.
I know.
I can't make a living solely from spiritual home. Did you stop and think about that?
No. Because I didn't think for one moment that Brian would do anything so crazy as withdraw the land from the partnership.
Well, he has. Or he will. In less than 30 days. So we're all in trouble. We're all in trouble because of you, Adam.
Oh, can you please just listen to me for 1 minute? Please. Because the thing is that Brian promised me the land.
Sorry? What do you mean?
He promised me the land.
Oh, when? When was this?
Weeks ago. He promised me the land. I wanted to talk to you two and Rory, but Brian basically wouldn't let me.
He wouldn't let you?
No, he said he wanted to get everything worked out legally first, so I obviously waited for that to happen, then he changed his mind.
But why would he make you that offer and then change his mind?
Because that's what he does. So can you blame me for believing, genuinely believing, that he's losing it when he goes and does a thing like that?
Oh, it's Ian. Why is Ian calling me?
Well, I think he wants to offer you a job.
A job? Really? Yeah. Well, answer it, shall I?
Yeah, definitely.
Hello?
Oh, hi, Kit.
Hi, Ian.
You okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. No, I'm not fine. I'm with Alice and Adam.
Right, okay. Sorry to interrupt.
It's okay.
I just wondered if you were interested in taking some work at Grey Gables.
Oh, I don't know.
It's just we're short-staffed at the moment, and I know you could be sort of potentially short of cash in the near future, just because of the situation at Home Farm.
Oh, yeah, that is true. I will be short of cash.
Kate.
Well, look, why don't you come in and we'll have a chat about it sometime soon?
Okay. Thanks. Thanks, Ian.
I just don't understand how you could let it happen.
Dad wanted to go.
Dad doesn't know what he wants.
Dad knows exactly what he wants.
Clive won't look after him, Tracy. You know he won't.
What was I supposed to do, Susan? Tell me that. What was I supposed to do?
Not let him go.
How? Dad is a grown man with capacity.
Oh, well, I wouldn't go that far.
Is that supposed to be funny?
The thing is, he might technically have capacity, but he's incapable of making the right choices, isn't he? That's why I had to take over with his diet and his exercise.
If you hadn't been so obsessed with taking over, he might not have run off with Clive.
Oh, so it's my fault now.
Yes, absolutely.
Hi, Oz.
Oh, Ian.
Sorry to just turn up.
Oh, no, that's all right.
Look, I suppose I just wanted to, I don't know, just talk to you about Adam.
Right.
He doesn't know I'm here.
Okay.
It's just, I wanted to defend him, really.
You don't need to do that. Honestly, we had a pretty good chat earlier.
Okay, well, I guess I just want to back him up then, because he really was trying to secure the future of Home Farm. He wasn't trying to tear up the entire agreement.
Yeah, I get that a bit more now.
He never for a minute expected Debbie to walk in and say all that stuff.
No one did.
I mean, she really stuck the boot in by the sound of it.
Yeah, she did. She was really tough on Dad.
Which can't have helped Adam's case.
I mean, I'm not sure Adam helped Adam's case.
You know, the thing is, he's really afraid of losing his relationship with you and Kate and Rory.
Oh, he won't. Of course not.
Okay, that's good, great. You did say things were better.
I mean, I knew nothing about Dad offering him the land and then reneging. We were both really shocked by that, me and Kate, I mean.
I'm glad he told you about that.
I wish I'd known about that earlier.
Brian made him promise not to tell.
I know.
I mean, Adam has been trying so hard to be the son Brian wants. It's kind of tragic, really, how things have ended up.
I agree.
I mean, did Brian really say that Adam and Debbie weren't his children?
Yeah, he did.
Adam came home after that meeting and he just cried.
He didn't.
He did.
It's awful.
I think he feels like he's lost a father.
Oh, Ian.
Do you think maybe you could talk to him?
Or to Adam?
To Brian?
Oh, yeah, I can try.
I'm sorry to lay this on you, Alice, but I think you might be the only person who can fix this.
Tracy?
Yeah?
I was a bit worried that you might not answer.
Really?
I'm just calling to say that I'm sorry and that you were absolutely right. Thing is, I think I was just overcompensating.
Overcompensating?
Well, knowing you do the lion's share and everything, I wanted to do something useful.
Right.
And I just ended up making things harder.
Well, thank you for saying that.
Anyway, I've just been to see Dad now.
To see Dad?
Yeah, I'm sitting outside Clive's flat right now, in the car.
Oh, what's happened?
Oh, no, nothing's happened. Everything's fine. That's the thing.
So, why did you go over there?
Well, I wanted to see for myself the setup and everything, and honestly, you won't believe it, but Clive's got everything sorted quite nicely.
Really?
Dad's got his own room, and it's ground floor, so no worries there. And Clive was in the kitchen cooking spaghetti bolognese for Dad's tea.
Which is a favourite.
Exactly. And everything looked clean, you know, and they were chatting away. I mean, Dad seemed really happy.
Oh, that's nice. That's really nice.
I know. Felt quite relieved.
Well, thanks for going, Susan. Can't have been easy for you.
Oh, no. fine. I don't trust Clive an inch, of course.
Oh, no, of course not.
But while it lasts, maybe you can have a bit of a break, eh? I mean, you've earned it, haven't you?
Tries to get to the bottom of things when The Archers continues at the same time tomorrow. In a moment tonight, Front Row. Then, after the news at 8 o'clock, Phylon 4 investigates. With news of what's coming up, here's Sancho Berg.
Forensic tests of hair can show if parents have been using drink or drugs. They play a central part in thousands of family court hearings every year, especially those where children may be taken into care. Lawyers have been raising the alarm over these so-called hair strand tests and the way they're presented and interpreted. For the first time, we talked to mothers who nearly lost their babies over hair strand tests. That's Phylon 4 Investigates Hair Strand Tests in the Family Court with me, Sancho Berg, tonight at 8 on Radio 4 and on BBC Sounds.
Before that, on Radio 4, here's Front Row with Nick Ahad.